We've got Bianca Solomons in studio. She was abandoned as a baby, but today when she breaks out in song, her angelic voice fills every corner of the room and leaves her audience covered in goosebumps. Bianca Solomons is the fresh-faced 16-year-old behind the powerful voice. According to Bianca herself, her love for music, opera specifically, is inexplicable. Welcome to RX Radio, Bianca.
Thank you, Alex.
So let's start at the beginning. How did your whole singing journey begin?
Well, at the age of five, I used to sing with Karika Kiesekamp's music and Jan de Wet. And when we moved to Stikland Hospital at the age of nine, I've got my first voice tested. So at the age of 12 as well, I've got my first competitions, going through, made it to the finals, got my golden medallions. But as for primary school, I've done choir for 6 years.
So we know that you've gone through obviously a difficult journey in time, but how has singing helped you with that?
Well, in the past, that I was for 6 years in primary school, I had a depression thing come inside. So music usually calmed me down when I was angry or sad or, you know, like just not yourself when you don't need it. So that's how music my music career calmed me down.
And what are your favorite moments that you've been able to go through because of singing?
Well, to stand on stage and sing for everyone. I mean, like, it's something I've really not wanted, but it's something I've done for the past few years. So it's fun, but yeah.
And what do you think now that we're celebrating Women's Month today and wrapping up of Women's Month? So what does Women's Month mean to you?
Well, it's very special because, I mean, there's a lot of women out there who's getting abused by men, by their husbands or anything. And I mean, like, women are always strong. So they should stand together. And something that I also have been through is the depression story, like I told you before. So it usually calmed me being around people about women, about family and coming together and talking about how you need to be strong and all that.
So in light of that, we've got a quick vox pop that we're going to be playing just in light of Women's Month, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Zara. I'm 10 years old. Thank you to all the women that helped me through my spinal operation. Nurses, doctors, mothers, grandmas and aunties for the support and being the good example towards me and all the children.
I am 12 years old.
And Anissa Vanka from Pediatric Pulmonology at Red Cross Children's Hospital. How would I empower women is to try and give a voice to every girl or woman who feels that they don't have a voice.
Hello, my name is Alicia. And I'm 10 years old and I want to say thank you for all the women in Red Cross Children's Hospital. And I want to say for the female doctors and nurses, thank you for everything you've done for me and you've inspired me.
So I'm Marion Jacobs, I'm 71 years old, and I've been a pediatrician, a child rights activist, and I'm a mom. And the way in which I've tried to empower other women is by being a role model, by never being afraid to show care, in with a cry or a hug, and by always trying to nurture young women, but also young men who I encounter in my life.
My name is Yusra, and my message to women and girls is that you should do whatever sport you want. And like at my school, we just recently introduced girls cricket at school. So I think that girls should be able to do soccer, girls hockey, girls cricket, because at the end of the day, girls can do whatever boys can do.
Hi, my name is Samar. I'm one of the registrars. To help empower the next generation of women, I would definitely focus on education and self-care. I think that we need to learn to love ourselves more. We need to learn to find our voice. We need to learn to stand up for ourselves. And that's pretty much how we empower the next generation.
My name is Nasira, and I just want to say women and girls can be whatever they want to be.
The RX Radio 20.
We're back, and we've got Bianca Solomons in studio, who is a young 16-year-old singer. And before we go any further, Bianca, would you be able to sing something for us?
With pleasure, dear. Okay, so the song I'm going to sing is from Andre Bocelli, Time to Say Goodbye. Quando sono sole, sogno all'orizzonte, ma che le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce, luna, senza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, su le finestre mostra tutti il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada con te. Awesome. That's incredible. I wish I could sing like that. That's amazing. So tell us a bit about, you've got a performance today. So tell people about that so that they can, if they're interested. Okay, so today we have a performance at Westcliff Secondary School. SJ's management consultant. The tickets are 100 rand for people and 50 rand for students. Good food and good wine. It's from 18:30 for 7 o'clock. Our MC is as well Karina Kopp, Karina Hubert from Mrs. Tammy Taylor, South Africa 25 top finalist. And the singers are as well my vocal coach Maritza Jutta, Tiana Lee Stemmet from Mark My Famous, and then me myself. And then also we have some of Maritza's vocal training children who's going to be participating at this, Amy, Abigail, and Tristan.
Awesome. So then if we're looking at that, there are obviously a lot of kids here at Red Cross in the hospital. So what words of advice would you have for young kids who may one day wish to be singers themselves?
I mean, if you would really like to be a singer, don't be afraid to do it. I wasn't afraid. I have guts for everything to do. But I mean, like, if you were afraid, come over your fear and just go for it. I mean, nothing's stopping you.
Awesome. And if there's anybody who also has to deal with maybe difficult situations, what advice would you have for them?
I mean, sometimes it's difficult to come through your past or through rough times you have, but don't think negatively. Think positively. I mean, in the end, negativity is going to bring you down, down, really down. But positive, I mean, music helps a lot. Circuit music helps a lot.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't know.
Awesome. So then to end off, in light of the Springboks jetted off to Japan yesterday, we're getting behind them for the World Cup. We'll be coming back in just a bit to hear the national anthem from you, because we just want you to keep singing. We'll be right back.
This August, RX Radio is celebrating Women's Month by focusing on empowered women and girls who are achieving great things. So tune in today as we chat to the girls and women who make our societies flourish. RX Radio, by and for children.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
Così si cala l'Africa, ma non paga nessuno con duaio. I suoni si tanda so Gesù. Così si cala l'Africa. puayo, murena puluta si chaba sa esu, ufeni se tuitwane maswene, o si buluke u, si kuluke si chaba sa esu, si chaba sa South Africa, South Africa. Uit die blauw van onze hemel, uit die diepte van ons ziel. Oor sjewige gebergtes, waar die kranse antwoord gee. Sounds too cold to come together, and tonight it we shall stand. Let us live and strike for freedom in South Africa, our land.
Again, brilliant. Thank you so much for ending off the interview in such a cool way. That's just in light of the Boca going off to Japan for the Rugby World Cup, and they're also going to be playing Japan in one of their opening warm-up games. We're going back to the music, counting down the top 20.